USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Saudi Arabia sentenced a woman rights activist to 34 years in prison Monday over her Twitter account. The Salma al-Shihab conviction has the U.S. State Department taking a closer look at the case. A bombing at a mosque in the Afghan capital of Kabul Wednesday night killed at least 21 people and wounded dozens. The same judge that issued the take-everything warrant on President Trump's Florida home will decide today if probable cause portion of the warrant will be unsealed. Former federal prosecutor Jonathan Fahey on Fox News calls out Attorney General Merrick Garland's double standard.
Last week, Merrick Garland was talking about wanting to be transparent, and they're opposing releasing this information, yet the people investigating this case have been leaking to the media, leaking grand jury materials or information.
USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
A Ukrainian court sentenced a Russian soldier to 10 years in jail on Monday after finding him guilty of violating the laws and customs of war by firing a tank at a multi-story apartment building. You can expect to pay more for your hotel accommodations.
Hotel prices across the United States will cost travelers around $189 per night this Labor Day weekend. Travel research group Hopper says while that number is up 6% from last year, it's down from the summer peak price of $193. Hotel costs are one of the few places travelers can expect some relief as the summer travel season draws to a close. Domestic airfare is up 23% since last year and will cost around $278 round trip. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
NASCAR racing is in Watkins Glen, New York this weekend. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Excessive heat this year could affect Christmas trees in the coming years.
Heat waves could affect Christmas tree farms. Live Christmas trees are more popular than ever, but heat waves and droughts could force some to go back to artificial trees. It takes years to grow a tree before it's harvested, and while more mature trees could be plentiful this holiday season, newer trees with years to go are suffering in some parts of the country. For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
As China and Russia announce joint military operations later on this month, Republican Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas on Fox News says slave labor is what President Biden's green energy policies are paying for.
The Democrats just spent hundreds of billions of dollars to try to empower that regime more. Remember, China has a large portion of the world's so-called green energy technology, especially the minerals that go into it. Some of those slaves are making those exact solar panels or other inputs to it. We're spending hundreds of billions of taxpayers' dollars now on that technology, as opposed to trying to produce more oil and gas here in North America. That's because liberals like Joe Biden will avert their eyes from slaves and China or African child laborers while they look down their nose at American roughnecks and coal miners. The exact opposite of what we should be doing, producing more of our energy, producing less energy from China, which is being built on the backs of slave labor.
DUI crash suspect Ann Hesh's cause of death was announced by the coroner. Smoke inhalation and thermal injuries. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.